They'll be pushing every single diplomatic nerve and sinew that they've got towards weakening the friendship between America, or indeed the wider West, with the SDF, while at the same time strengthening their own hands in the areas that they've taken in northern Syria. And already we're seeing that. We're seeing a huge amount of investment into creating a police force, in creating an infrastructure. They have sent aid into the areas to rebuild schools. They're starting to indoctrinate, to force the local people down their mindsets. They're not going to allow any opposition parties to have free rein. It's going to be a dictatorship in all the other liberated areas. Even the schools have books and an education system that's been designed and run from Turkey. The police force fly dual FSA Turkish flags on all their buildings and even on their uniforms. It's just a method of trying to co-opt and incorporate the areas that they've taken in northern Syria. But in doing so, it strengthens their hands in those areas. And with the right amount of investment in the ways that I mentioned a second ago, in disrupting the SDF, then Turkey is going to do as much as it can to wreck the negotiations for its own benefit. I think the SDF needs to wise up to this. I think America needs to wise up to this and be absolutely clear that only unity now is going to keep Turkey out. They need to realize that appeasement doesn't work, and that the American politicians need to listen to their commanders and to their generals, who have a huge amount of respect for the SDF, that they need to listen to them and say that the SDF are the force of good in Syria, that they have liberated Raqqa, and that we need to support them with everything we can. And appeasement just simply does not work. So only a united front really is going to be for the benefit of Syria and the peace process that will be coming soon.